morning, Miss Kayla. How are you doing?
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. First off, I do want to say I appreciate you letting me hang out with you today.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you, honey. Now, what are you doing out and about today?
Out and about today, I have been on the road for a little while now, for the last 3 weeks.
Wow. I know that you've got to be tired, Patrick. Out there promoting your new song, your new CD, Open My Heart. We love playing Keep Me. And I understand that you wrote Keep Me in 2004 in 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened in your life that you were able to write that song in such a short amount of time?
Well, Keep Me, like you said, was written in 2004. And, you know, at that point in my life, it seemed like everything was running on all cylinders, that, you know, man, this vision is going to come to pass in my heart, and this is, it's moving. And next thing I know, everything just came to a screeching halt, and I found myself just really questioning God and saying, you know, Lord, what happened? I thought you had plans for me. I thought that, you know, you had good ideas for me and you was going to fill them. And so I was just upset, you know, and just sitting in my room. I didn't quite understand, you know, what had happened, because I felt like God's hand was on what I was doing and it was moving. So I just got in my room there, and it was just my prayer to the Lord, and I just began to cry out, you know, because if you look in Psalms, David, you know, he knows how to place his complaint. It's always before his praise. So, you know, if you're going to complain about something, you might as well just complain about it to the Lord and pour it out to the Lord, because he understands our heart. But at the same time, we flip it and we say, Lord, you know what? I know that you have plans for me. I know that you're going to keep me. I know that what the enemy has told to me is a complete lie. And I know that you're going to finish what you started, complete what you've begun. And so I just began to pour out my heart to God, and it was my prayer. And it was just, you know, I never intended to write it for radio. I never intended to write it for an album. And it was really the quickest song, like you said earlier, you know, that I've ever written. And just it poured out of me. And here we have it, you know, 8 years later. And it's just amazing to see how God can use our pain, our struggle, you know, to ultimately give him glory. And that's all he wanted. It's not that he was trying to hold anything good from me. It was that he was trying to ultimately use me for his glory so that he could be glorified in the earth. So it's a song that's near and dear to my heart.
Awesome. We are out and about with Patrick Dawson, who has the song Keep Me that we love so much. 8 years is a long time to wait, but look at what happened. Look at God. God made Keep Me your single. Amen.
That song is really what catapulted me, you know, into some of the relationships I've had in gospel. And, you know, I actually presented that song to the church back in 2004. And somebody in our church was actually friends with Fred Hammond and said, you know what, I think you would really love this song. And so I put a little demo together, and they ended up sending it to him. And next thing I know, some months later, a friend of mine, Kevin Wilson, used to be Fred Hammond's assistant, called me and said, hey, man, just want to let you know that we got your demo. He said, Fred is actually in his office praying to keep me this morning. And I just walked by his office and heard it, and I just wanted to give you a call. And so, you know, I was just overwhelmed, and I said, Lord, you know, already at that point, I was like, Lord, you're using this as something special. And so next thing, Fred called me, and he said, hey, man, I'm about to move to Dallas, and I want you to come out to Dallas and write with me, and, you know, you'll have an opportunity to tour with me. And I just thought, you know, Lord, you know, I'm on my way. This is what you promised. And, you know, that was, I'm looking back, that's 05-06, you know, which is still 6 years ago. And so I ended up moving to Dallas to work with Fred. And that song, we looked at a couple of my songs, but he actually was going to record Keep Me on the Free to Worship album. And we did. We recorded it. And he looked at me one day, and I asked him about the song, how it was coming. And he said, you know what, Patrick? He said, I just really feel like this song is supposed to be recorded by you, and it's supposed to have your voice on it. This is your song. And, you know, which I thought was a very selfless, you know, move, especially, you know, with, first of all, you know, it's an artist that we all know. And I wanted my song to get out there. But, you know, Fred really just made a bold move right there and said, you know what, man, you need to do this.
Amen, Patrick. And we are so glad that he did. It has been a blessing to go out and about with you today. Everybody, that's Patrick Dobson right here on Praise 103.9.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.